welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 3. Hey, I wanted to give you a heads up. We are starting something new this week, and it's very exciting for us, and we hope that that you find it exciting as well. A lot of Patreon members donate to us and support us, and now every week we are going to put, you know, a short segment of the show, 15 minutes or so, exclusively on Patreon. So this week, we are all talking about HBO Max and the new hit show, The Last of Us, which is freaking amazing. I think we all agree that we all love it. We're all going to continue to watch it, a weekly episodic show about mushroom zombies. And so we break it down a little bit, the first episode, and we also talk about...
Don't eat shrooms while you watch it.
Yeah, don't eat shrooms. Don't be on shrooms when you watch it. I'm going to have a mushroom pizza.
Don't eat people.
Yeah, don't eat people. Don't eat anything with yeast in it or anything with fungi in it or fungi or whatever. But yeah, so if you're interested in becoming a Radio Labyrinth Patreon supporter, just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews, and it's that simple. And also, if you're listening to this podcast, not watching it on YouTube, if you're listening to it and you're on Spotify, please, we have one review on Spotify. If you can just go to Spotify, leave us a review, and however that process works. Of course, if you're on iTunes, you know, you could leave one there too. And if you're watching it on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe and like all the videos and share it with your friends. That would be very helpful. And
the Spotify is super easy. You just hit the heart. Just hit the like. Yeah. That's it. You don't even have to write anything. Just like it.
Hit that fucking heart, man. That's gonna goddamn. We got a lot coming up on the show today. We do have another installment of Sly Talking, which we got a lot of positive feedback about that. Someone said, "Hey Tim, good Stallone." I said, "Ah, it wasn't me.
It's your cousin."
Wasn't that? It's my cousin Mark. My cousin Mark, who, by the way, sent me one of his original drawings. Now, again, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see it, but this is an original drawing on this day, December 24th, 1818. Franz Gruber of Oberndorf, Germany, composed the music for Silent Night to words written by Josef Mohr. 170 years later, in celebration, his great-great-great-grandson, Hans, took over the Nakatomi building.
That's awesome.
And that the drawing is great.
Yeah, the art is fantastic.
It's a fine, detailed work. Really
captured. Get that framed.
I'm going to get it framed, and it's signed by Mark. And, of course, Mark, who we've had on the show a bunch, he is from I Am Sean Array. And a really good job with the Bonnie Bedelia cleavage.
Yeah, that's really good shading in between the in the valley.
Valley, I love that valley. Anyway, getting gross, and I'm trying to.
Her Bedelias look so good.
She does have a nice heart like a wheel. Remember that? That was an HBO.
Shirley Maldani story.
Yeah, that was her. That was her. Yeah, she's been in a ton of shit, but that Die Hard with that '80s hair, baby. Yeah. Yeah, to reiterate, if you'd like to get the Radio Labyrinth extra stuff, that's the video that we post on our Patreon. You just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews and sign up at the $5 level. And let's see, our producers. Our producer is somebody that comes in at the $25 level. And all of our producers, except one, because I haven't been able to do it yet, get a t-shirt from our t-shirt store and stickers. And Terry, It's coming. But anyway, yeah, $25. You support us every month. You get all the bennies. You get the t-shirt. You get the weekly shout out. So if you're a producer of the show, we'll mention you. So without further ado, thank you to Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Mike D. Remember when we used to have fun doing that? and Matt Carter. Another thing that I haven't put on the Patreon yet, or maybe I have, I know I messed around with it, but you get a doodle from Tim, and that'll be it could be a printout of something I have. DFT, doodle from Tim, instead of NFT, which is worthless. Yeah, I guess I'll create an Instagram for those anyway. Thank you guys very much again. patreon.com/TimAndrews. Now on with the show. We have some questions for Sylvester Stallone, but before we get to Sylvester, the Critics' Choice Awards. Now, was that on television?
It was on like the CW or something like that. It wasn't on a major network.
This is different from some of the other ones in that things that you like actually win.
Best pick. Because it's educated critics that are making these selections.
Right.
So it's stuff that's actually good that they're not.
Yeah.
Some trying of the, to be super woke about.
I think Everything Everywhere All at Once is probably destined to win Oscars because it won Golden Globes and it won Best Picture at the Critics' Choice Awards. You also had just a couple of them. Cate Blanchett won for Tar. That's a movie about a lady that, you know, puts tar on roads. Best Actor went to Brendan Fraser for playing the whale. And I don't know if he made it to the movie without crying, but pretty much any interview with him, he's crying. Have you noticed that? He's crying all the time.
Yeah, I heard he's going to cry. And if he does The Mummy again, he's just going to cry. Every time he sees The Mummy.
The crying game.
I don't know. He got his life reset. So, I mean, more power to him. He'd be the Hollywood machine for a change. Yeah.
Shit, when he was that guard in Escape from Dannemora, Jesus.
Yeah,
no doubt. Best Director went to Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Best Limited Series was The Dropout, which I didn't watch. Better Call Saul, thankfully, won for Best Drama Series. I'm hoping that means the Emmys are going to finally throw them some love. It's ridiculous that they haven't. Let's see. Best Comedy, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Oh, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. I guess I would have voted for that. Best Talk Show, who cares? And then what Jeff was saying, Best Comedy Special was Norm Macdonald, Nothing Special on Netflix. And if you haven't seen that, that's the special where he had all of his material written, but he was too ill to perform it live. So he just sat at his computer and read the jokes, and they were amazing.
It was nice for them to throw him a bone posthumously.
Yep, yep. Can you imagine how amazing that special would have been had he lived and been able to do it too? So, I don't really know much about any of these other things. Oh, best made for television movie, Weird Al Yankovic. So that's good. Happy about that. Let's see. I don't care about Zendaya. Bob Odenkirk won for Better Call Saul. That's good for best actor in a drama series. And yeah, there's a bunch of other shit. So congratulations. I don't get this Abbott Elementary. Abbott Elementary wins. It must be super fucking funny because it won for best comedy series, but it's up against Barry the Bear, Hacks. I mean, come on. These shows, Reservation Dogs, these shows are all really good and they're not network sitcoms, but at least Jean Smart won for Hacks. She deserves everything.
Yeah.
Jeremy Allen White won for The Bear. Those are good shows.
Yeah.
All right. So, here's a surprise. Daniel Radcliffe won for Weird, for playing Weird Al and best actor in a limited series or movie made for television. So congratulations to everybody, on their victory.
Yeah. It was nice to see some shows that we like getting awards.
Yeah. Steph, you were talking the other day about this new barrier that's being built near you. And you sent a picture of it. It's like 7 or 8, maybe 10 shopping carts. Now, what is that? Is that a wall to keep people out or is it something to keep people in?
I'm not really sure. I'm not. This is a series of Walmart carts that have been corralled together by the homeless people that live in the woods across the street from the Walmart in Lawrenceville.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if they have started their own Walmart in the woods and they are like just kind of keeping up societal, you know, that you're supposed to corral these carts, or if they just put them back there until they use them again and they go up the hill to Walmart, you know, so they just keep putting them back in their little thing. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but I do know that those carts are probably $500 a piece, aren't they?
Yeah. Those grocery carts. Yeah, I heard to purchase them. Yes, they're very expensive.
Yeah, and there's just
you asked to go out there, the Cartnark, and
that's what I was wondering if maybe Cartnark could go out there and see what's going on. But I did kind of want to know, like, what you guys would imagine might be going on in those woods. Like,
I think it's a new society, like you said. They built a Walmart where they sell acorns and beer by the half drunken six pack. Maybe some sort of you know, homemade wine or something. I don't want to make fun of homeless people. I really
and there's like a, there's like a 9-foot cat person that protects the whole place, but he's in love with the chick that works at Walmart.
That's what I was thinking. Right, exactly. There was a lot of people that said, why don't they have a job at Walmart? Because they're lining these carts up better than the people that work there.
It's a place full of cashiers that used to work at Walmart.
Or they still currently work at Walmart, and the woods is all they can afford to live. Yeah,
exactly.
Basically.
If you live anywhere that's near a bus stop, and there's also a grocery store or one of those anchor stores, there's always going to be this going on because people are, you know, they get all their groceries and they got to go get on the bus. You know, they don't want to carry those bags. But at least we live in a state, like, unlike New York. If you live in New York State, you're not allowed to use plastic. You have to be, you have to either have your own bag or they give you paper, you know. And that's another thing. I don't like going to the store and waiting for the old hippie lady to pull out her, I brought my own bag. No one gives a shit. Just put it in the plastic. If you don't like it, bring it back and put it in the thing. That drives me nuts. Plastic is easy. Anyway.
When Neil and I, we lived in our crap place in the suburb of Detroit in Ecorse, there was a market near us called O'Brien's Supermarket. Now, it wasn't super close, but still, because we lived right by the river, we would get up in the morning at our flat and there would be O'Brien's shopping carts just in our yard, just mm-hmm. like they made it to our yard, and then they were just like, fuck it, I'm just going to put it here. And one morning, actually, it was in the middle of the night, we saw like a flickering light, and we're like, oh, what is that? And Neil pulls back the curtain, and there's just a car burning out of control in front of our house.
Oh.
I mean, like, right there on the curb, just burning out of control.
That's funny. I mean, it's sad, but it's also funny.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So you lived where the sidewalk ends in Detroit.
Basically, yeah. That's it. So they would just, like, dump everything there. And, you know, and then the local prostitute, Southfield Sally, she would
park.
Southfield Sally.
Okay.
She would have her Johns. They would park in front of our place, like, in various vehicles, and she would turn her tricks and whatnot.
In a shopping cart.
Yeah,
well, link in the car. That's where the burning sensation came from.
I live across, or you know, just down the street from a Kroger, and they're all lined up. You know, they're in front of the Verizon store. They're in front of Applebee's. They're in front of all, you know, all those crappy things that are always next door to a grocery store, and they're all over the place. You know, you go into Starbucks, and you know, sometimes you have to push one out of the way.
When we lived across the street from the Kroger, there would always be Kroger carts in our apartment complex.
Yeah, well, that, you know, come on, lazy.
Yeah, I know. Like, how many bags did you push into the apartment complex? Seriously.
Yeah, no.
I think they should start putting the carts on rails.
You know, I like that idea.
Do like Aldi. Aldi, yeah. Pay for the carts.
But if you, God, what was it? There's certain Walmarts where they don't put out the little baskets, the hand baskets, because people steal them. And I always go, you know, you go in, if you only need one or two things, you look stupid pushing a shopping cart. I can't carry this thing. And so, you know, you can't get a hand basket. So, you know, you're carrying, you have more items than you should be carrying, but not enough to have in a cart. Of course, now you have an excuse. If you take, we take Gil, then you just strap him in and he has fun.
Now, if I go by there and there's just a bunch of carts stacked up beside of the shopping carts, I'm going to be like, okay, what the hell? I mean, for real. They really have started in Walmart.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. You keep us updated on that, please.
No, I sure will. I may end up actually just going down there one day.
All right. Cool. We're going to take a break here and play an ad from one of our awesome sponsors. And we'll be right back, hopefully, with Sly. Radio Labyrinth would like to thank Atlanta Pizza and Euro, our longtime sponsor, and say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone else at the restaurant. Atlanta Pizza in Gyro has added 10 beer taps, bringing it up to 16. Plus, they are expanding their local craft beer and on-tap offerings and are excited. I should update this copy. 2023. There, that was some good improv. Sorry, Mike. We'll need to talk off, you know. I hope you listen, and then you'll let me know what to add. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. AP&G loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, and the East Metro Atlanta area, and would like to thank them for all their continued support and business throughout the years. AP&G is open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, 12 to 9 on Saturday, and of course, close on Sunday. 1565 Georgia 138 in Conyers, Georgia. Make the trip out there. It is very good food. They have a very friendly staff, and it's a nice place. So, God, get off your ass and go. What's scary? I mean, come on, please.
It's time for my talking. Ain't telling you lies. Double radio. He's got your big eyes.
My eyes blue drupal over there. Let me come, you know.
Don't speak too good.
I don't speak too good. Absolutely, I don't.
He's misunderstood.
What?
I just saw his text. You know, sometimes even a guy like Sylvester Stallone has to, you know, use the facilities. You don't think of your favorite.
Every now and then, they got a pinch of love, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm glad that at your age that everything's still coming out right. You know, you don't have a bag.
Was it Rocky?
It was, you know. It was a little on the bumpy side, you know. I learned very early on that, you know, farts aren't lumpy.
No. I was going to say you had to turn her and hooch it out. That would be a, what I would call it, turn her and hooch it out.
That's Tom Hanks there.
Oh. No, stop on my mom will shoot. There are so many of these movies with dogs and moms.
Still Giddy. She was like a dog, yeah, I guess. You
know? It's funny, when you made that movie, she was younger than you, and they made her up to look older, just like on the Golden Girls. Did you ever date a Still Giddy when you were making that movie? Did you have a fling?
Yeah, well, if I'm going there, but, you know.
Yeah.
I said, stop, or I'm going to shoot.
So there's always Sylvester news. Congratulations again on a success of the Tulsa King and Hooch, and that it got picked up for a second season. But I read that once that's done, you're not going to act in your projects anymore. You're just going to be a producer. Why is that? You don't have any more acting in you? You done?
Well, you know, you gotta, you know, call it around when it's done. You know what I'm saying? You hear the ding ding, and you go to your corner. And I think that maybe sitting behind the camera might be a little easier for me now than being in front of it. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sitting down a lot though, that can't be good for you.
Well, you know, I got the donut that I sit on, and. It's kind of bouncy. I like it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Don't sit on it too much, though, because I read someplace that it actually pushes your hemorrhoids out more than if you weren't sitting on it.
Well, yeah, but now people know when I'm happy because it wags.
Another story about you, Sly, that's going around is that Henry Winkler was recently on, what, a podcast or a TV show? Or no, he's on Jimmy Fallon. And he admitted that, but he said that he helped you get Rocky produced and make it to the movies. I didn't know you were friends with Fonzie.
Well, you know, I mean, we were in the Lords of Flatbush together.
Yeah,
and he taught me the way you hit things and they turn on. You know, that was a cool trick. and you know, he just walked up to a guy and he. Hit him in the head, and then I got the money, you know? I don't know.
You got an Oscar, so you kind of owe your Oscar and all the subsequent Rocky films' success. You owe all of that to Henry Winkler. Fonzie.
I don't think so.
No?
he got Fonzie, you know? He's got a jacket in the, what, the Smiths, in D.C., you know?
Yeah, where though? Where is it? Where can people see it if they want to see it?
Well, they got to go to that Smithtown Institute there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you could do Fonzie's catchphrase pretty well.
Sit on it or it? Yeah. I got yo, but he got hey.
Did you give him any pointers on being Italian?
I we talk with our hands a lot, you know, and he tried that a lot, and he got the hair. It's funny because a long time ago, I wasn't allowed to play mob movies because they said I didn't look Italian enough. Yeah, I'm the stallion. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it, but they didn't think I looked Italian enough. But
you made your own mob movie with Oscar, you know, set in the 20s. That was a phenomenal movie.
Well, I'm glad you thought so.
It's better than Cobra. I mean, Cobra is nostalgically good for being bad, but you didn't really use your serious acting chops, which you have in Cobra. You just chewed on a tooth.
Yeah, I saved my chops for over the top. You know what I'm saying?
that arm wrestling movie that people were clamoring for with like some rejected theme song that wasn't good enough for the Footloose soundtrack.
Yeah, I don't remember it very well, but I remember being in my truck and I'm doing my exercises. And that was, I invented that myself. You know, I think that was a good idea.
So good scenes with you and Robert Loggia.
Yeah,
in that movie, what was it like when it went on?
He kind of scared me at times. You know what I'm saying? I saw him on Scarface,
and I thought he was
going to hurt me, but he was okay. He was a good guy.
Pretty bad.
He has fuzzy hair.
He goes from Scarface to over the top, and then he's like, I can't wait for Big.
Yeah, he was all over the place. And that's what cocaine does to people, you know what I'm saying? When you got bills and people go, I'm gonna break your legs if you don't pay me for, you know, you do movies like Over the Top with me, you know.
Yeah, well,
that's why I did it, you know.
That helped finance though your passion stuff, so you can do your passion and the things. You're a really good actor, Sylvester. Copland.
Thank you.
Like you just kind of act and you show up and you gained all that weight and you thought, man, I'm gonna get an Oscar.
I gained a lot of weight, you know. Yeah. I tell everybody all the time, like, I'm not usually this big, you know. I'm in shape, but I did it for the role. I suffered, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I'm looking at your IMDb here. I did not know you were an uncredited extra in MASH, the movie.
I think I was just going to get lunch one day, and I was like, oh, these people are in green. I don't know why. And so I just stood in line and got some stuff to eat.
Yeah.
And, I was wondering why all the lights were around. But, what are you going to do?
But I was going to say, you were a stud in The Party of Kitty and Studs. Is that a movie that you're proud of?
Well, you got to take the, it's not how hard you can hit her. It's how hard you can be hit and keep moving forward. And
right.
That's what I didn't, that's how I got to be stud, you know, just kept moving forward. I got to play helicopter with my ring-a-ding,
did a little
move around, like.
Because all right. Now, wait a minute. Mango and Cash didn't have a dog in it, but that was your buddy movie from 1989. All right. I knew you had a buddy movie. What was it?
Yeah. That was with Goldie Hawn. Yeah, Kurt Russell. Yeah. She was around at the time, you know.
Yeah, hanging out. Getting back to Happy Days, did you ever find it odd that Fonzie was always hooking up with twins and that they were, you know, for that time? In the 50s, really into, you know, family stuff. That's kind of weird to me.
Well, actually, what's funny is that you don't realize that Fozzie's a little cross-eyed, and he thinks he's seen twins, but they're actually just one person. You're just seeing from his perspective, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's the thing. If Happy Days is always from his point of view, because he was cross-eyed.
I just thought there were a bunch of loose twin Polish chicks living in Milwaukee, but what do I...
Well, there are a lot of loose Polish chicks just everywhere, really.
Well, now the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy 3, you're in that one. I know it's probably a Marvel movie, so you can't tell too much, but But any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm glad they're bringing the old school in for the new school with the Guardians of the Galaxy, because my guys are the original Guardians of the Galaxy. So I'm glad they're getting around to us now. But I don't know how good we're going to be because, you know, we're all old now. Man, the raccoon.
Well, you get a little money, too, for Creed 3 since you got a producer credit. So that's at least good. I'm glad you're getting some bucks for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Kid, you know.
Yeah, that too. I want to see Kid. That's the Purple Rain, right?
I'm very excited about Purple Rain. Yeah, it's going to be a good one, I think. It meld a lot of franchises together, and it's going to be really good.
And we can also look forward to the Expendables 4 coming out sometime soon. So
yes, yeah. And I think at this one, we're just all going to be sitting around talking about how people used to hit us. You know, I don't want to do that anymore. I think we're just going to sit around and say, yeah, remember when they used to hit me? Can I have some more? Who's got the dip?
You look like you need a back rub. Let me get the man.
Mickey Rourke, come here, give me a floor rub. You know what I'm saying? He's good at a floor rub, you know. You see him in 9.5 weeks, he's good at a foot rub, you know.
Yeah, but now look like he did then. You should have me do it. I have a maid. Get in here and rub Sly. Give him this sex. Also, don't have, make sure your diaphragm is in. I don't need another bastard.
Yeah, she got a butter face, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, she had a butter body, too.
Her butter everything. Yeah. Even if it's not butter body.
Yeah, that was definitely a, you know, lights out moment.
Right. Well, Sly, thank you very much for coming on the show again. I know you're a super busy guy. I know you're going to retire soon, but
I'm working on it. I'm looking at the directors and stuff. You know, that's what I think we're going to be doing now. Purple and Rain. That's what we got to go for. You know?
I'd like to see a sequel to Over the Top.
Yeah,
Kid. Maybe he's a wrestler now.
Yeah, we'll come under the bottom, something like that.
Under the bottom. Hey, and they sign you up. You know, you got some good ideas.
Listen,
instead of arm wrestling, it's that slapping sport that they do now, where they flower up their hands and slap each other around.
Flapping.
Maybe thumb wrestling, do some thumb wrestling. I put a onesie on my, called a thumbsy.
Of course, Sylvester Stallone, played by Mark Schrankel. And
yeah.
Mark, thank you for the drawing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So freaking good. I was commenting earlier on how detailed the Bonnie Bedelia's cleavage is. And I mean,
you have to do that.
Yeah. The hash marks are just perfect. But no, I can't wait to get this frame. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's just been sitting in a portfolio for years. I keep wanting to finish the year's worth, and, you know, I haven't. So when you said that you really liked it, and, you know, newfound cousin, I'm like, yeah, you can have it.
Mark, thank you. Anything you want to plug before you go?
Here's the thing that we just found out. Us and the family, we've kind of put together a little show, and it's going to be at a comedy club here on Long Island right now. It's the first one's on April 23rd. Shauna gets up and does a little talk, you know, about how she wasn't growing up and, you know, the kind of things she might have encountered during her, you know, and how it is to be on TV. Then Riley and I are going to do a puppet show. The Who Bunny is going to put out a little show, and it's going to be basically a show about, you know, inclusion and, you know, maybe with a, you know, hey, don't bully people type of undertone. But they're still trying to put on a variety show, and it goes horribly wrong. And then after that, the whole family is going to get up on stage and do like a Q&A with whoever's in the audience. You know, that you can ask questions and we'll answer them. And then after that, for anybody that wants to meet and greet us, we will meet and greet them also. So
awesome.
Cool.
And we're going to start that on the 23rd. And if it goes well, we can start going around to different cities. So if anybody's interested, you know, we might be able to come to a city near you.
That's right.
That'd be great.
Maybe even Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we can meet.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that would be
absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, really, yeah.
Mark, where can people find you on social media?
It's Mark Schrankel on Facebook and On This Day Cartoons on Instagram.
I also want to tell everybody out there, if you'd like to hear my interview with Mark, it is now available on the Popcast, which
was is it? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Up there. Cool.
I call it the bonus, or the I in case you missed it episode.
The boner episode.
Mark, thank you. Say hi to everybody.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
I love that segment. And thank you out there for supporting it and telling us that you liked it on social
media. Yeah, post some questions you want us to ask Sly in the
Facebook
group or Twitter.
Please drop them in the comments here on YouTube.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take another quick break and then come back and we'll do some other stuff. So don't go away. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005, with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366. That's 706-316-9366, or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Views.
Or.
You can snooze.
Yeah, last week was Velma, which I haven't watched yet. Hunters, which I watched the first one, more Hitler, and Last of Us, which we all watched and talked about in our...
Velma was one of those shows that was so terrible and polarizing that they gave it a second season.
Did it get picked up for a second season?
It did, yeah. That's because it's got so much buzz.
Some people are liking it. I haven't watched it yet. I
watched scenes from it, and I didn't think it was funny at all.
I went to watch it before we started recording tonight, but then I watched Last of Us again.
Yeah, good choice. What do we have this week?
This week, the 90s show starts on Netflix.
That's a views.
Yeah.
Views.
It got pretty bad towards the end, but I'm going to give him a chance. I like Red and Kitty.
Yeah, Kurtwood Smith is in The Patriot.
Yeah, he is in The Patriot. His character has a great arc in that show. Number two is Accused on Fox.
Are they going to have the pinball scene in it?
No, this is not The Accused. I wanted to make that very clear, Tim. There's no pinball machine.
That was Jeff pulled his pants down.
No, I did not.
You did.
That was horrible.
I know it was.
This is based on a BBC series, and it's like 15 episodes. It's a fast-paced crime thriller where it's from the point of view of the defendant. And there's a bunch of guest stars in it, like Michael Chiklis, Margot Martindale, Wendell Pierce, Marilyn Rice Cub, Baron Bob, Rhea Perlman. Just to name a few. Malcolm Jamal Warner, Wendy Cummings.
Yeah.
He's going to have a good cast. I'm gonna check it out. The BBC show was supposed to be really good.
Yeah, that's the one I'll watch if I decide to watch it at Fox.
Yeah.
Anyway. Steph, you
watch that one for me.
What show?
It's called Accused. It's based on a BBC series.
I might watch it.
True crime thing.
It's The Accused from the point of view of the pinball machine.
No, it's not. And then this one I thought Steph might be into. It's coming to the History Channel.
Now that Tim said it, I need the pinball rape show. I need the pinball cam.
It's just like 55 minutes of a guy going, no. Hey, start up, you're going to tilt it. And then the last 5 minutes is just black and you hear...
You're gonna tilt it. Oh my God, you just made me remember though, we were watching Price is Right the other day, and one of the prizes was a Genghis Khan pinball machine.
God, how old was this?
It was like the 80s.
These are Bob Barker episodes.
Do you remember? And then, yeah. No, not Genghis Khan. It was Attila the Hun. It was Attila the Hun pinball machine. I was just like,
it's very specific.
I know. Like, there's like, I got the Pol Pot pinball machine. I know it's like, I'd never been to an arcade that had, you know, like a, you know.
And from not that long ago.
You were right, a Muammar Gaddafi pinball machine.
Oh my God.
Number three is Dirty Old Cars on History Channel. This is these guys, you know, when you drive by like somebody's house and there's like a car that's been sitting there for 40 years in their yard. These guys
fix it up.
Yeah, they take it and fix it and restore it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I thought you'd be into it.
I love that. Yes, absolutely.
It's called Dirty Old Cars. It starts on History Channel this week.
All right. I'm definitely going to watch that.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. So, staff picks. Don't forget, if you want to hear us talking about The Last of Us or you want to hear what we're watching, you can go to Patreon and sign up. It's just $5 and above for all the other tiers. But $5 is the basis to get the Radio Labyrinth Extra on the Patreon page. It's a video that'll exist there, and you can watch it if you are a member. Time for some staff picks, and then we got to wrap up. So I'll do mine real quick and do it first. My stat pick is something that I read about and I'm going to watch. It's called Alone at Night. It comes out on demand on the 20th. And here's the synopsis. Vicky is a young woman looking for an escape after going to a harrowing breakup. After retreating to a friend's remote cabin in the woods to clear her head, she continues modeling sexy lingerie for her devoted followers on an 18 and over adults only live streaming website. So there you go. You got me there. But
the MFC murders.
Yeah, the MFC murders. But here's some of the cast. Ashley Benson plays that person. The sheriff of the town is played by Pam Anderson.
You know it's going to be a good movie.
Yes. Winnie Harlow is in it. She plays a model. Luis Guzman plays one of the customers. His name is Jazzy Lou. I think it should be Jizzy Lou, but... And it also has, this is how you know it's a good movie, Paris Hilton.
Yeah, this is a must see.
Yeah, so I may wait for it to go off on demand and be on Tubi, but...
I don't know how you can, Tim.
I could spend money on it, but that's my step.
Mine is, it was a show that came out like a year or two ago, and I never saw it. It's on A&E, but they're running it on Hulu now. It's called I Survived a Serial Killer, and it... Each story is like 20 some minutes long, and it's the harrowing tale of one person who survived a serial killer's attack while the serial killer killed like a bunch of other people. Wow. So they get to tell about how they actually made it. And it's pretty gripping, especially if you like all the serial killer shit like I do. It's wild to hear each person that actually escaped their clutches.
Yeah, and like how they got away, that's some good knowledge.
Yeah, and it's not like just some bullshit, like this guy attacked me, blah, blah, blah. This guy actually killed like 12 other people, brutally, but I got away. So it's pretty cool, and so far the couple that I've watched, they end up using these women's testimony to get them, both of the ones that I've watched so far, death penalties.
Damn. Cool. That sounds good.
But it's called I Survived a Serial Killer, and you can watch them on Hulu.
Cool.
Mine is Shrinking on Apple TV. This is a new Bill Lawrence show. The guy that did Ted Lasso and Scrubs. I'll give him a chance anytime.
What's it about?
It's about a therapist who is kind of losing his shit and decides to tell people like the truth.
Oh,
during their therapy, he starts like, telling like exactly what he thinks.
Like a reverse Stutz.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But it looks pretty good. Jason Segel, I like him.
Oh, let's see.
On Apple TV.
All right. Mine is a YouTube channel called Pat Finnerty. And Pat is a great musician who takes songs that we grew up with that outlive their popularity, songs like Kid Rock's All Summer Long and Hey Soul Sister and the New Dash Channel is what makes this song stink. And he basically goes through and breaks down all these songs and why they stink musically as well as lyrically and culturally, why they're bad.
Oh, I love it.
Really funny. I mean, got a great sense of humor. He's probably one of the best talkers on YouTube as far as just straight talk. Makes fun of actually being a YouTuber. But he actually got the attention of Foo Fighters Dave Grohl just from doing these videos, and had him on a video recently with him where they were cracking up over all the songs that Dave Grohl thinks sucks.
Cool.
So it's kind of cool to go through all these songs, and he scorches people. I mean, it's beautiful to watch.
Okay,
and it's
cool.
Pat Finnerty is the channel, at Pat Finnerty.
Housekeeping real quick. Housekeeping. Hey, if you like my show, or if you haven't checked it out yet, the podcast, which airs Saturdays on WSB AM and FM in Atlanta, you can listen to it on the WSB radio app. It's also on demand on the website, the WSB radio website. All of them are there. I've done 27 episodes. My most recent one, which is now a podcast, is with WSB meteorologist Christina Edwards, who in 2008 was the first regular guy's intern. And she's definitely gone farther than that. And she's you hear her if you listen to the station, do the weather all day. And then the show that premieres this weekend on the 20th, the 21st, I have comedian Dusty Slay, who is very funny. I'm new to his stuff, because I was a dick for 5 years and didn't pay attention to comedy. Longer than that. I'm too old. This guy is super funny, and he does a lot of great bits. He deconstructs the Alan Jackson song, It's 5 o'clock Somewhere, and I've never heard anybody do a song deconstruction that funny. I mean, it is. He just picks it apart, and he doesn't trash it. He just picks it apart and points out the errors in this guy's life. And it's.
Did you talk about Norm at all?
No, we didn't talk about Norm. There were a couple other things. I heard somebody that may have stolen a joke from him, and I didn't bring that up either.
Man. Okay.
No. I may have mentioned Norm. The interview went over, so we'll see.
If you listen to the show this Saturday morning, you can come and see us. Come out. We'll be at the Downtown Pooch in Roswell, in beautiful downtown Roswell, this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or if you're on the other side of town in Alpharetta, you can come by the PetSmart over there, and we will be there from noon to 3 p.m.
Have you ever done anything like Pooch in the Hooch or the Hooch Pooch? Take your Pooch to the Hooch?
Not that I'm aware of.
There you go.
I haven't seen it.
You go to a park, Chattahoochee, and...
Well, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think they have.
No, you have, and you own it.
Oh, Hooch in the Pooch? Pooch in the Hooch?
I don't know. I saw that movie. Maybe you're not.
This sounds like a drunk dog.
Yeah, it does. Hey. Or you could just have Poochie.
Yeah, we'll just rip off The Simpsons. Why not?
I'm going to go back to my planet. All right, guys. You have a good week. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks again to Mark. And don't forget to check out Radio Labyrinth Presents, our interview with Che and Mike Butler about their appearance and the really cool thing that they had restored on Secret Restoration, which is a show that is on the History Channel. So until next time, please remember to keep it canon.